AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Associated Press has learned that Donald Trump will visit the majority Muslim kingdom of Jordan at the end of the month. In the meantime, constitutional experts say Trump's proposed ban on all Muslims entering the U.S. is wrongheaded and illegal.
Say this for Donald Trump, says immigration lawyer Michael Wilds. He has a way of getting people talking about big issues, but his proposal to shut the door to all Muslim immigrants and tourists? Not constitutional.
Congress could legislate all redheads or all Jews not to be admitted to the United States. But the Supreme Court of the United States has held constitutionally that these individuals have rights, and it will never hold muster.
Even groups hostile to immigration denounce the Trump proposal. Nobody's interested in selecting people solely on religion or faith, says the head of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Warren Levinson, New York.
The House has passed legislation late today to require visas for anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the past 5 years. Responding to the San Bernardino shooting, Senate lawmakers introduced legislation today to require social media companies to report any online terrorist activity they become aware of to law enforcement. Police in Philadelphia are trying to find the person who threw a severed pig's head on the sidewalk in front of a mosque on Sunday night.
We do have some video we're trying to enhance to see if we can get a tag number, so the investigation is very active. But we do need the public's help on this.
We will, of course, at some point in time, find the coward.
Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey joined today by Mayor Michael Nutter, who said the city of brotherly love will not tolerate the desecration of a mosque. According to the most recently released Clinton emails, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, intervened in a request forwarded by her son-in-law on behalf of a deep-sea mining firm. This is AP Radio News. A proposed international beer merger is drawing the attention of the U.S. Senate.
Anheuser-Busch InBev, based in Belgium, wants to buy rival London-based SAB Miller for $107 billion. The merger would give the combined company nearly a third of the world beer market. Lawmakers are concerned that that huge company would squeeze out a growing craft beer market in the U.S. National Beer Wholesalers Association's Craig Purser says the sheer size of the mega merger would hurt smaller companies. Tim McGuire, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks fell for a second day following a wave of selling abroad on fears that a slump in commodity prices was far from over. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 163 points. The S&P 500 gave up 13 points. And the NASDAQ composite slipped 4 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.